going to be some big old careless weeds or something like that come out. Well, whenever it comes to rain, you know, and it's too wet to get into the field, a bunch of us would take the hose, and well, you take two rows at a time. Just go down, you know, and just chop those weeds out. You know, see, it wasn't much of a job, it was more in your head than anything else. And you can take two or three people to go over quite a strip of ground in a day, you know, cutting those weeds.
Yeah, if you had the two or three people.
Yeah. Well, you can take mom and the kids, and you know, the family go out and back down those seeds. And take your time long and just chop them out. Then you didn't have them great big weeds growing up in your corn and fall seeds. We used to go to work when we planted corn in the Lister box, because we used all the Lister corn. We'd throw a handful of watermelon seed. And you go to shuck the corn in the fall, while you run on to a line of watermelons, there's a big old watermelon on the seed. Stop! That's the watermelon that needed.
Did you have stinging insects?
Oh yeah, bees, wasps, all kinds of that type of stuff.
Where did the wasps build their nests?
Oh, I don't know, kind of the gable of the house or someplace like that. Uh-huh. And the bumblebees, you know, in the out of your hay meadows.
Yeah.
I went over one of them a many times and go down with the hay, you know, and run over a bumblebee's nest.
Do they build their nests in the ground?
Yeah.
That's strange, isn't it?
And the boy, they can come out of there. You drive over there with the go devil, and they can come out of there with the thousands.
Now, what's a go devil?
That's the thing that you take your hay up to the hay baler or stack with.
Like this? Or?
No, it's a long, about 6 feet long, with feet out here about, I think about 2x4s, some sort of metal tips on it, sharp to put some metal tip on it, 2x4 about 10 feet long. Well, then you hook, you put one horse over on this end, one horse over on this end of it, see. Uh-huh. And after you've got your hay rake in the windrows, I just go right down on those windrows, and boy, you can really bring in a load of hay with it. Take it and turn him anywhere you want to, because all you do is stop a horse, let the other go ahead. Mm-hmm. Turn to the back end of that, this go devil, why there was all his wheels. Hold it up off the ground about like this. Mm-hmm. The only thing you had to watch, if the ground was unlevel, not run those teeth in the ground. Because if you did, why it was turned the fuck up, you'd break them out. You'd have to turn around and maybe come in the other direction.
Did you have any insects that made a large paper-like nest?
Well, your wasp would.
Where would they nest?
Oh, they'd nest any place that they could get it. They'll hang them anywhere, you know.
Uh-huh. What kinds did you
have? They have a great big round.
Sort of like a honeycomb?
Yeah, uh-huh. All full of little holes.
Uh-huh. Boy, those larvae in there sure are good fish bait, too.
Now, of course, there's quite a few honeybees in this country. They don't have many anymore, but we used to have quite a few honeybees. And it was not unusual to go down in the wintertime, get wood or something like that, and run into a bee tree. Where a hive of bees